The study, issued by a committee of private businesses, says Hope could run a deficit by the year 2028. Still, the report's author, Nancy Badisher, says families shouldn't panic that Hope will disappear.
We decided, what if you ran an analysis of the current trends in it, growth in the different programs, the growth in the lottery, the growth in tuition and stuff. What if you could give folks a heads up on the future?
Hope was restructured in 2011 to stretch its dollars. Now the better a student's grades are, the more money she gets. Some state lawmakers have proposed legalizing casinos as a new revenue source for Hope. The committee that issued the report includes at least one casino organization, but it does not recommend solutions for keeping the program afloat. Martha Dalton, WABE News.